Welcome to the Halaban 2016 podcast. Today's news is taken from Inquirer.net. Losing senatorial bid files petition to oust Grace Poe. A resident of Makati City and a two-time losing senatorial bid has filed a petition to unseat Senator Grace Poe for ineligibility because she is a foundling and not a natural-born Filipino. Rizalito David, who ran and lost in the 2010 and 2013 elections under Ang Kapatiran Party, filed a quo warranto petition against Poe before the Senate Electoral Tribunal on Thursday. He had wanted to file the petition on Wednesday, but he stepped back because he didn't have the 50,000 pesos to file the filing fee. A quo warranto petition is a challenge to someone's right to hold a certain office or position. Now, no one is stopping David, a resident of Barangay East Rembo, Makati City, from moving to unseat Poe, who has emerged as the most popular bet for the presidential and vice presidential race in the 2016 elections, according to the latest opinion polls. According to David's quo warranto petition, Poe is ineligible to remain in the Senate because she is foundling or a stateless being. This means Poe is not a natural-born citizen as required for the Constitution for senators. Poe was abandoned in a church in Jaro, Iloilo province before she was adopted by the late action star Fernando Poe Jr. and actress Susan Rosas. Being a foundling, her parents are not known and cannot be presumed as Filipino citizens. Hence, she cannot claim or acquire the status of a natural-born citizen, David said. David, in his petition, said the 1987 Constitution defines a natural-born citizen as those who are citizens of the Philippines from birth without having to perform any act to acquire or perfect their Philippine citizenship. David said Poe became an American citizen in 2001 and reacquired her Filipino citizenship 2006, following the death of her father FPJ, known as the King of Philippine Movies. David added that no law in the Philippines gives a natural-born status to a foundling. He also said, Poe's adoption by FPJ and Susan Rosas does not give Poe a Filipino citizen stature. Quote, it should be emphasized that Poe was a foundling when she was adopted. She had no known biological parents, having been allegedly found in a church in Jaro, Iloilo, and was allegedly taken by a rich woman and later on ended up in the hands of the Poe couple, David said. In any case, even if it were to be conceded that Poe became a Filipino through her adoption, sufficient reasons to support the view that the adoption did not confer upon her status of a natural-born Filipino citizen. This is due to the present law on citizenship in the Philippines on blood relation, and that this is the only primary basis of acquiring citizenship by birth. On claims that the Philippines is a signatory of the United Nations 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness, which considers a foundling as a citizen of the country he or she was found in, this does not apply to Poe, who was born in 1968 when the convention was not yet in effect. David said the UN convention only took effect in 1975. He also said a Department of Justice 2012 circular on refugees and stateless status determination procedure does not contain provisions on the citizenship of stateless persons. Among the documents in the annexes used as evidence are Poe's certificate of candidacy, where she wrote that she has stayed in the country for 6 years before the May 2013 elections. Poe's petition for retention and reacquisition of Philippine citizenship executed in 2006, and her travel records from 1999 to 2015, of which Poe used her American passport from 2002 to 2009. David has admitted to coordinating with former Negros Oriental representative Jacinto Padas in the move to unseat Poe from the Senate. Paros was the one who informed reporters about David's filing. David said he and Paros had been talking and exchanging documents in their bid to unseat Poe. Paros, who supported FPJ in the 2004 presidential race, has bragged in a press conference that he would be the first to file a disqualification case against Poe should she decide to run for a higher post in 2006, citing the residency and citizenship issues earlier raised against her by some officials in the United Nationalist Alliance. Paris had also said, "Senator Poe seems ambitious in seeking for higher office, unlike FPJ, who was more reluctant when he joined and lost the 2004 presidential race amid alleged electoral fraud." Malacanang has denied backing the bid to oust the senator, who President Benigno Aquino III and Liberal Party standard bearer Manuel Mar Rojas have invited to be the ruling coalition's vice presidential bet. This was not the first time that issues on her residency and being a foundling have been raised against Poe. Navotas Representative Toby Tianco, UNA president, had earlier raised the issue of residency against Poe. In a press conference last June, Tianco said Poe could not be a resident of the Philippines in time for the 2016 elections. For her part, Poe said the COC stated residence in the Philippines before May 2013 and did not say by May 13 or on May 2013. She said she only went back to the Philippines in 2005 or in the aftermath of the death of her father, FPJ. She also said she meant her physical presence in the country was only 6 years at the time of the filing of the COC. Thank you for listening to today's Halalan 2016 news. Make sure you subscribe to us on your iTunes podcast app and also on YouTube.